Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Nix, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more. In this episode of the 5-Minute Business Boost, I'm sitting down with John from Mansfield Debt Recovering. Cash flow headaches are practically a national sport for small business owners, and the numbers prove it. More than half of Australian businesses run cash flow negative at least once a month every year, thanks to late payments. No wonder debt recovery feels awkward, confusing, and sometimes most people are really only dealing with it by Googling at 11 p.m. when the stress is really starting to hit. So today, John and I dig into the practical stuff business owners really want to know. When should you call a debt collector? What does the process actually look like? What red flags matter? And yes, can someone really knock on your door? We're clearing the air and making debt recovery far less scary and far more usable for everyday businesses. Mansfield Debt Recovery was established in May 2021, and John helps tradies and small businesses get back into the black. His approach is grounded in fairness, courtesy, and respect, a refreshing change in an industry that often feels intimidating. Mansfield Debt Recovery provide debt collection, bad debt management, accounts payable and receivable support, mediation, process serving, and business health checks. His team supports businesses across Mansfield, Alexandra, Yay, Euroa, Benalla, and Wangaratta. And beyond the business, Mansfield Debt Recovery is actively involved in the Mansfield Welfare Committee, which oversees emergency relief funding for the region. And they're part of the local Safe Talk community, reinforcing their commitment to both financial and community wellbeing. Welcome, John. Now, when you filled out my little form coming on the potty, thank you for coming in today, you actually said that you have actually jumped into a crevasse. Have I said that correctly?
Yes, yes. I've actually done some dumb things in my life, and that's one of them. I was doing a mountaineering course in New Zealand, and one of the activities they have is that you need to jump into this crevasse. And, you know, you're belayed by somebody and you've got to try and work out and self-arrest yourself by getting out of the crevasse. You know, being a young bloke, not that I'm young anymore, thought, let's go first. Well, that was a dumb move. But it was really rewarding, actually.
Did you have harnesses and safety gear on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you've got somebody, you're actually roped and harnessed into somebody that helps you get out. But you can never imagine this stillness and how quiet it is. It's frightening.
So is it adrenaline? Like, is it that, like, are you frightened? Are you scared? Is it adrenaline? I don't know. I would never do it, John. Adrenaline. That's why I'm asking.
It's more adrenaline based.
Yeah,
And that's why I always, went skiing and bushwalking and whatnot, because it's discovering the undiscoverable and challenging yourself. And fortunately, I got that out of my life before I married my wife, so I was home a lot more.
Oh, that's amazing. Alrighty, so today we're actually talking about debt recovery. So small businesses face this regularly. When does a small business owner, I suppose, recognise that they do need a debt collector, John?
Yeah, I think today debt collecting has taken on a new journey, I think. Most businesses, they will know that things are in trouble when the other party starts ghosting them, won't return emails, won't return phone calls. And in some cases, the debtor itself may, we might be on terms at 60 days and talking, I'm going to pay. Oh, I just got to wait for this to come in. And then when it starts to get out to 90 days, or they start as I said, ghosting you, not returning your emails, phone calls, they've blocked your number. That's when you really need a third party to come in and actually give you some advice. And that advice may be, you know, let's go through that process. And most people, when I ring them, are a little bit embarrassed. You know, they didn't want it to get their way, or they're in a hardship situation where, you know, we can sit and talk to them and go, hey, listen, understand your circumstances. How do we resolve it together?
Yeah.
How do we make this a win-win for you and the client?
Yeah.
That's my trigger point when they stop talking to you, and that could be 30 days.
Yeah, that's right.
60 days, might be 120 days.
Yeah.
The more time ekes out, the harder the problem is to solve.
Yeah. So you mentioned a little bit there about a process. So can you just enlighten our listeners, what process does a debt collector follow?
Sure. And this has changed over time. I can speak to you in terms of a generic process.
Yep.
And I can tell you what we do at Mercer Debt Recovery.
Yep.
So when a client rings me or emails me to say, hey, listen, we've got a possible engagement for you, can you ring the client, make contact with the client and go from there? So my first port of call is I would do my research.
Yeah.
These days people live their lives vicariously on social media.
Yeah.
So that's the first place I go. What are the known touch points in the internet sphere that this person is involved with? Then I will send them a text message. Then a follow-up phone call.
Yep.
Or a couple of phone calls. Then if they're not responding that way, then I'd follow up with an email. And that could be a letter of demand email. That might be, hey, listen, I know it's awkward. I just need to have a chat to you about this. Can you please reach out? And a lot of the time we don't get to a letter of demand stage, but certainly if we do, then it's a formal process from there.
Yeah.
And ultimately, in some cases, and I've got three on the books at the moment, we're going to VCAT.
Yeah.
And so we've done everything possible from our standpoint. Now it's up to the Victorian Civil and Administration Tribunal to come to the party and mediate.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and then there's still an opportunity for them to pay at any stage.
Yeah,
Just by lodging that action, you'll be surprised. People go, oh, this is going to ruin my credit file. Oh, they're fair dinkum. Okay, yeah. Now I need to start doing something. Sometimes I won't. It's just luck of the draw, unfortunately.
Yeah. So putting myself in that position, what red flags do I as a business owner or business owners out there need to look for when dealing with a debtor? What's been your experience, John? What are the red flags?
The big red flag for me is when they stop talking to you.
Yeah, the ghosting. Yeah.
The ghosting, you know. Or another red flag might be they've told you one thing one week and the story's changed or the circumstances changed the next week, and you get that gut feel to go, hey, listen, that's totally contradictory to what you said last week.
Yeah. You
know, 1 + 1 doesn't equal 47, you know, feeling. So those circumstances when you get that gut feel that they're lying to you, and that might be because they're embarrassed, let's face it.
Yeah.
Or they just say, hey, listen, we're not going to pay your debt because you didn't do a good enough job, and they become argumentative. Then it's a case of, well, okay. Unless they've given you an opportunity to address what the issues are and they start ghosting you and blocking your number, that's a good sign. You're in a world of pain and you need to reach out to a third party.
Interesting question coming up now. Can a debt collector actually knock at my door?
Can they knock at your door? There is legislation under the last Financial Review Act, Financial Services Review Act, that was about 5 years ago, that actually regulates third-party providers in the financial industry more effectively. And that also includes debt collectors.
Yep.
For instance, I as director of the business, I can't ring you before 8 o'clock in the morning or after 8 o'clock at night. I can't ring you every day, multiple times a day.
Yeah.
You know, that's considered, well, not good business practice.
Yeah.
Then they knock at your door. No, they're not allowed to. So everything is at arm's length.
Yeah.
And there is the ombudsman that actually, if there is a complaint, they investigate. So
there's regulatory frameworks around debt collecting, John. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. And it's purely designed to stop, you know, people turning up on your doorstep asking for money.
The cowboys. Yeah.
You know, big organisations like Pushka and those done in Bradstreet to a certain extent, they will ring you, and they'll ring you once a week, twice a week to try and get a hold of you. They will send you letters. They will send you emails, but there will be no one from that organisation knocking at your door.
Yeah. So there'll be a lot of businesses that'll be listening to this, John, that may or may not have engaged with a debt collector in their business journey. Can you sort of demystify or break down really what fees a debt collector may charge or do charge?
Yeah, sure. I can tell you there's three pots, if you like. Some debt collecting companies will take over the debt and hold the debt on their books and then pay you out. So that they will just keep whatever they get.
Yep.
There are other organisations which will charge you on commission at the end of the job. So they'll say, look, we'll charge you 25%, 20%, whatever the case, 15%. But we won't get paid until we've actually collected the debt.
Right.
And then there's more a hybrid system in place in between those two, which is what we do. So we'll charge you an engagement fee or a debtor fee up front. Then we'll charge you an administration fee, and that could be up to $50 an hour.
Yep.
Depending on how long you're actually taking on the debt. And usually mine, you know, it's probably an hour or two.
Yeah.
In some cases, you know, up to 30 hours.
Yeah.
So they'll charge you an administration fee based on time.
Yep.
They may charge you $1 per kilometre if you need to travel. And then there's other things like letters of demand. They might charge you a fee for that. If you're forced to go to VCAT and mediate on their behalf, they will charge you a fee for that.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, when the debt is collected, they will also charge you a commission based on that.
Yep.
So at Mansfield Debt Recovery, we've got a tiered scale.
Yep.
That tiered scale, anything up to $1,000 is 25%.
Yep.
$1,000 to $5,000 is 20%.
Yeah.
$5,000 and above is 15%.
Yep.
So the scale actually decreases.
The higher the debt,
based on dollar value.
Yeah.
In terms of other things, letters of demand, we charge $150 for a letter of demand.
Yeah.
So that's when things are getting serious, and we need to push some buttons, if you like.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the other side, mediation fees. Look, you know, we're not lawyers. But we know the system works, and because we've done our research in terms of the actual debt, whether it be a legal debt, goods and services debt, you know, that mediation could be as much as $300 per hour if we're forced to go and sit through VCAT.
Yeah.
So, and then you've got your other regulatory checks, you know, you might do some ASIC background checks if it's a company or a business.
Yep.
So there's other associated fees where we will pay those up front and then we'll claw them back.
Yeah.
So it depends. It really depends how big the debt collection agency is.
Yep.
And it's their model.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's all about saying, if you're going to engage a debt collector, speak to them first, find out all those questions, find out how they operate. Time frame is another big one. They should also ask, you know, what's the time frame of all this happening? Unfortunately, with the backlog of VCAT, it could be 12 months before you even get to VCAT. So some cases, you know, you're not going to see live the day. In 30 days, you might see it in 12 months.
Mm.
But it's important that whatever debt collector you've got, they actually give you regular updates.
Yes.
And that's very important because obviously as a business, you've got to manage your cash flow.
Yes.
And make the wise decisions going forward.
Mm. Yeah. Well, John, I've learnt quite a bit in this episode about debt collecting. Thank you so much for catching up with me today on the podcast. How can small business owners seeking assistance in debt recovery find you?
Okay. At the moment we're developing a website, so that'll be up shortly.
Yep.
Which reminds me that something else I have to do today, actually. Sit down and look at that. But, look, you can find us on Facebook, Mansfield Debt Recovery.
Yep.
So you can key in and log a message.
Yep.
You can email us at mansfielddebtrecovery@gmail.com.
Yep.
Or you can just pick up the phone and give me a call on 0455-629-61. And I'm more than happy to see how we can help you.
And I'll put all those details in the episode notes. But thank you so much, John. You're my last podcast for the year. Have a Merry Christmas, and thank you very much for dropping by today. Really appreciate it.
No, all good, Sam. Pleased to jump into the hot seat, and likewise, have a great Christmas.
All righty. Thanks, John.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on socials, sign up for my newsy, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Until next time, cheerio.